It's official, fall is here, and while for many that means hikes through forests of foliage and, okay, an occasional self-indulgent pumpkin latte, for tax executives it means the clock is ticking on the OECD's global tax deal. In fact, by the time the G7 meets at the end of the month, we should have more answers than questions. Well, that might be stretching it a bit, but you know what I mean. Hello, everybody. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. What has to happen between now and then to move things forward, and which country just laid down the law in terms of transfer pricing documentation requirements? We've got it all for you right here, hot off the press, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. It can't be easy being Irish Finance Minister Pascal Donohoe these days. With the countdown to reach a global minimum tax rate agreement at the end of the month and Ireland being one of the more stubborn EU holdouts, the pressure is on. Right now, the proposed global minimum tax rate stands at, quote, at least 15%, unquote, and Donohoe has said it's the at least part with which Ireland is struggling. Ireland's corporate tax rate is an incentivizingly low 12.5%, and that at least language threatens that Ireland could be forced to tax businesses at a rate that is, quote, significantly higher, unquote. Still, Donohoe isn't unreasonable. He claims with more, quote, certainty and stability, unquote, Ireland would likely enter the agreement. Earlier this week, he was headed to Brussels to continue tax discussions with Margaret Vestager, the European Competition Commissioner. While we know there will be talks, the real question is, will there be compromise? It's no secret that global tax talks on Pillar 1 and Pillar 2 are coming down to the wire. What still needs to be negotiated? Let's start with Pillar 1. Of course, this proposal reallocates a percentage of profits above a 10% margin incurred by the world's biggest companies. The question is, what is that percentage? In July, governments agreed to between 20 and 30%, but since, developing countries from the G24 have pleaded for, quote, not less than 30%, unquote. France proposed meeting in the middle at 25%, but so far, there is no definitive consensus. Another complication, unilateral digital services taxes. Will they be rolled back? How? When? In terms of the global minimum tax proposal, known of course as Pillar 2, countries still need to decide on a global minimum tax rate. Quote, at least 15%, unquote, as the proposal stands now, is ambiguous enough to have important EU players like Ireland hold off in fear of a corporate tax rate so steep it would leave little room for incentivizing businesses. Pillar 2's minimum tax rate isn't the only to-be-determined piece of the puzzle. There are carve-outs, as in which businesses or industries are exempt from the global tax deal. And then there's substance-based carve-outs, essentially tax deductions based on employee compensation and tangible assets. Both are also on the table. The common denominator for all countries involved is obviously change, but global rewrites promise to impact each country uniquely, which makes negotiations complicated. On October 8th, the 140 countries that make up the inclusive framework will try to hammer out those last details before the G20 signs off at the end of the month at a leaders' summit in Rome. Taxpayers with operations in Jordan would be wise to evaluate their transfer pricing policies and ensure that all intercompany transactions are documented. That's right, we said documented. Back in June, in the Official Gazette, Jordan issued transfer pricing documentation requirements, and last week, the Jordan Ministry of Finance delivered the full range of details. What does the tax administration want to see from multinational companies? For taxpayers with related party transactions exceeding 500,000 Jordanian dinar, that's approximately $705,000 in a 12-month period, tax authorities expect companies to comply with the OECD's three-tier documentation regime. That's a master file, a local file, and a country-by-country report if applicable. These documents not only need to be prepared, but they need to be submitted to tax authorities within 12 months after the fiscal year end. A disclosure form as part of the tax return is also required. Like your transfer pricing headlines with a dash of seasonal flavor, you are going to love the other podcasts in Cross Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's The Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, The Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's The Fiona Show, hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Mary Lynn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer and wrote today's script. Stay safe out there, everyone, especially during the trick-or-treat times of year, and we'll catch you next week.